Right now on VFN TV, 2020 is the year of the grand reveal. It's the year that God's going to begin to show up in such a way to put a distinction between His people and those that are not His people. They'd be able to tell the difference. He's going to show Himself not only to His people, but He's also going to show Himself powerfully to those who are not His people, so they have a chance to make Him the Lord of their life. It's going to be an awesome year of reward right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This program is packed with so many encouraging prophetic words about 2020. 2020 is the beginning of a decade of difference. I mean, have you been waiting? I've been waiting for that decade of difference. I've heard some negative things about what's going to take place, you know, with technologies and things taking place. But listen, God is going to bless His people in the middle of it. When you look at things taking place about inventing technologies and when the printing press, the Gutenberg printing press was created and technology and television, you know, some people may see those things as how they're going to be used for darkness, but God steps in and uses those things for light. So even in this technology that's taking place that you're seeing it, we're able to reach the world. We're talking to you right now because of the new technical innovations that are taking place through broadcast television, cable, streaming, internet. We're all over the place, these different platforms. So be encouraged because 2020 will be known as the grand reveal. Think about that. It's like something's covered up and it has a covering over and everybody's come to watch this grand reveal and all of a sudden they just pull the cover off of this, you know, and it's like 2020 is going to be a grand reveal and it's going to be a year walking into rewards. I mean, think about that. The Lord says you first have to believe that God exists and He rewards those who diligently seek Him. That's Hebrews, 11:6. You first have to believe that God exists and He rewards those who diligently seek Him. God is, you have not sought the Lord in vain. You have not served the Lord in vain. You haven't honored the Lord in vain. Everything that you've done, He's seen it. He'll never forget it. It's written in the book of remembrance to be read before Him for all of eternity. But guess what? Hank Kuhneman's prophesying specifically that 2020 will be known as the grand reveal of God, that the walking into the great time of reward. Are you ready for your reward? Let's listen to Hank Kuhneman.
You understand you're coming into a year of reward? That's just the beginning of 2020, but what will be known as a decade of difference. And part of the difference is immediate, sudden blessings, favor, God marking us to show that we belong to Him and He belongs to us. He's going to show the wonder of Himself. In fact, He said this, and this is one of the reasons we went long, because the Lord gave a prophetic utterance talking about the decade of difference. And He said these words, and I could see it before it came out of my mouth. I could see what looked like a big curtain, and it looked like it was on the horizon of heaven. And all of a sudden, I saw it. It's like a curtain went like this. And I could see that there was stuff moving at a high-rated speed behind this curtain. And God said these words, 2020 and the new decade shall be known as the grand reveal. God is waiting to show Himself. God is waiting to prove that if you serve Him, you're going to be blessed. Let the whole world wonder at God. Why do you think it says that there'll be wonders in the heavens and signs on the earth below? Because God wants to show Himself. And He's going to show Himself. And so as we look at this in Genesis chapter 31, in the 20 years I've worked for you, this is Jacob talking to his father-in-law Laban. He said, ewes and she-goats never miscarried. I never feasted on the rams of your flock. In other words, I didn't do any injustice with you. Yet, how many know Laban, his father-in-law, kept shaming him? And so this went on for 20 years, but watch what happens. Everything begins to shift. And he said this, I like this part, for 20 years, I've done all of this. I even worked away 14 years for one of your daughters that I didn't even like. How many know that would be
hard?
Oh
my goodness, that's an amazing story written in the Bible talking specifically about, you know, how suddenly It seemed like for 20 years it was one way, and like it would never change, and the people around him didn't change. That God changed. All of a sudden, God began to give him clarity of what he was going to do, and he began to say, because he was being faithful in the business where he was. This is somebody that walks faithfully before the Lord, and God's going to reward you for your faithfulness. But when God gave him a vision, he had a plan. He specifically said, you know, I'm going to take the spotted, speckled, and striped sheep. And there was no spotted, speckled, and striped sheep. But then Laban, his boss man, says, yeah, of course. Yeah, go ahead. You can have them, because he's thinking, like, there's not that many of them. Then he went and carved some sticks out. And there were spotted and speckled carvings on these sticks. He put them in the river, and he had sheep go down there. And when they were drinking the water, they would see these sticks, this vision of these sticks. And when they looked to the wood, and we would say, when we as the sheep of God look to the cross, we get transformed. And all of a sudden, these sheep would give birth. And when they gave birth to spotted, speckled, striped sheep. And there was like this huge wealth transfer that just suddenly began to take place. And his boss didn't understand what was going on, but God had a sudden, it was time to reward him for his faithfulness to God. It was time to reward him. And literally, we talk about a wealth transfer. I want to talk about that in my book. But, you know, get your copy of I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Success. You can see details on how to get to it. It's available to you in Kindle format. It's available to you in book, and soon it'll be made available to you in Audible for you can listen to it. But it's key strategies for a wealth transfer. He had to know how to get a vision, to get clarity, to manage a business. But a wealth transfer began to happen when he applied what God laid on his heart to do, and he took what wasn't. And when he had the vision and they drank from the water, they became what he was believing God for. And that's how God works. You know, against all hope, believe, and so become the very thing God wants you to. So this thing is going to happen. This suddenly is going to happen. Reward. It's time for a reward. As a matter of fact, even in, you know, Vine Fellowship Network, Lord laid on my heart after 10 years in the prayer and fasting community that we had people that prayed for 10 years on one day a week, 24 hours a day. And it was the day of recognition and giving people, you know, a reward and recognizing what they had did. And we had this nice achievement medal that they got. But they prayed for 10 years. It's still going today. But all of a sudden, all those prayers and all that faithfulness, you're going to see rewards taking place. It's exciting. Expect, you know, 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe the Lord and you'll be established. Believe this prophetic word. Believe the prophets of God and you will succeed. I speak success over you. In Jesus' name. You know, speaking of another word, too, you look at people and they all of a sudden cannot tell the difference between those that are God's people and those that are not God's people. You sit and talk to them and you're thinking like, what are you saying? You know, they're talking. You're like, you're talking to me as if this is my idea. You're talking to me. You don't know. You can't distinguish. You cannot distinguish between this is God. This is God's anointed talking to you. And you're talking to the person like, you know, they just can't distinguish the difference. And as a matter of fact, Moses said this. When God was going to pull away from Israel, Moses said, don't go anywhere. If you're not going to go, I don't want to go. Because it's your presence that distinguishes us. And God's about to manifest his presence. This grand reveal will bring the unique distinction of those that are God's and those that are not God's. Let's listen to Hank Kuhneman.
And he's looking at this decade where the grand reveal, God is going to show himself in power and wonder. And when this happens, it's going to bring a unique distinction between those that are of God and not of God. We know that God is a God of distinction. He's not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of distinction when it comes to his agenda and those who love him and serve him. That's why you can see in the book of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, he brought a division. He separated the land from the sea. He separated light from darkness. How many are hearing me? But watch this. He brings another distinction, another separation. When we all stand before Jesus someday, and we're at the great white throne judgment, and we all are going to give an account for our life, doesn't matter who they are, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I've often said it, God's a God of distinction. The sheep shall be upon his right and the goats upon his left. What's our opening text? 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe the Lord and it's going to happen and be established. Believe his vessels and you will prosper and have success. Why am I saying this? Because if God did it for Israel, and if God's the same God, Ecclesiastes 1:9, what has been shall be again. I'm trying to tell you how important His church is and how much His church is under attack in this nation. But yet God is saying, I got a plan. For your trouble, I'm going to give you double. And I'm going to bring a distinction that they will know I'm different. And I'm going to show you. Watch this. Exodus chapter 9. Why is God going to do this? Because it says the Lord will make a difference. Notice it's not man. It's not beast or police, even though we love them all. God is going to make the distinction. It's the Lord. Now watch this. Between the livestock of Israel, the livestock of Egypt, I'll tell you in depth what the prophetic symbolism of that is. But notice verse 5. Why is the Lord doing this distinction? Because the Lord set a time. It's right now. Someone say right now. And as we get ready, listen, I didn't even think of it being a new decade. It never even crossed my mind. But God said it is. And it startled me when He said it on the airplane. Not just a new year. It shall be known as the decade of difference. 2020, come on, 2 Chronicles 2020. Believe the Lord and you'll be established. Believe the prophets and you will prosper. It's a decade of difference. God said it's the set time. Why? It says, and the Lord did this thing. We're not just talking, man. God's going to do this thing. Look at Exodus chapter 8, verse 22. Here's another example as we're closing. Exodus 8, verse 22. But on that day, and I really believe as we come into this new year, 2020, this new decade, I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people dwell. And here's another prophetic indicator. We'll talk about what this means. No swarm of flies shall be there. Why is God making this distinction? Right now, we're seeing it looks like the enemy has the upper hands. Everything looks chaos in our nation. But I'm here to tell you, one of the things the Lord said to me about 2020, He said, watch for the word ridiculous. You're going to see it arise in the newspaper. They're going to say, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Because God says, when you see that, that's what God's saying. Because the Lord says, we're entering into a season where the Lord is going to laugh. And when the Lord laughs, He's going to humor quite a lot of people. And it's going to be funny how things turn out. They're going to say, we got it. We got them. And it's just going to backfire stuff. People are going to be brought out of hiding and their diabolical deeds. And they're going to be exposed. Because there's something that is on our land that the enemy is fearing right now. And it has not fully come into manifestation. And I hear it so strong, I just got to say it out of my mouth. It is something that He doesn't like. It's like the two fists of God that are going to kiss together. And it's righteousness and justice. Bam! And it's coming upon this land. That's why the enemy is afraid. But here's the deal. Exodus 8, verse 22. The reason these things are happening is that you may know that I'm the Lord in the midst of the earth.
This grand reveal is going to take place. This is so exciting when you're seeing that where a distinction will be made between those that are of God, those that are not of God. You're talking about signs, wonders, miracles, the power of God. It's time to believe God. God's doing it so He gets the glory. You can see how people are just so fearful and so worried. And this is what, if you read biblically and study history, but you can look at biblical history, right when God's going to begin to deal with the enemy, they get a false sense of security. Or they're so panicked, they put everything they have, all their men, all their strength, all their money, all their weaponry, they take everything, and they just say, okay, we're going to go after this thing full strength. We're going to throw the kitchen sink at it. But what happens is they gather all together, like happened when God was coming in to deal with Jezebel and all the Baal worship, and He sent Jehu in to be able to do with that. They all gathered together for a Baal party, and they were all gathered because God was going to destroy, you know, this is the old covenant, you know, those folks who are doing this. This is a spiritual defeat. And so you're looking at people just gathering together right now, and they're getting emboldened. They think that they're going to succeed, but God's actually going to defeat them in Jesus' name. This is the time where God's going to show Himself mighty. God hasn't given up on you. God hasn't given up on America. America's not a mistake. America has been kept here by God. There's no way it could be here outside of God. The wisdom that was given to our founding fathers, the reason why the adversary is working so hard to tear down the history of our nation and the history of our founding fathers and to degrade their character, because they know that if we lock in and believe that God's was one nation under God, those that are in America, that our rights come from God, and that a nation exists, government exists to protect those particular rights given to us by God, then this nation succeeds, and it will succeed. God's going to deal with it. Listen, we're going to come right back to this amazing prophetic word. Be sure to comment below. We love hearing your thoughts, what you're thinking, what you're praying about. What's God saying to you? Comment below, and we'll see you right after the break.
We'll be right back.
Talked to her, and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point, and it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
It seems to me that he is the one setting the stage right now. You know, a lot of people think that the president is in charge. No, he's not. A lot of people think that Congress is calling the shots. No, they're not. Or the Supreme Court, or Hollywood, or the EU, or Putin, or ISIS. No, ladies and gentlemen, none of them are in charge. Each and every one of them are simply playing their role because he is over all. He's sovereign over all. He's the one who has everything in control. They are just unwittingly serving his purpose, because even when we have someone like Pharaoh who oppresses God's people, he brings them into bondage. The reason he did that was because Stephen told us later in Acts chapter 7 that the reason this treacherous king did this to our people is because the time was drawing near for the promise that God had sworn to Abraham to come to pass. That's why.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they work for others, and I believe they're gonna work for you. I wanna help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. Don't wait a second longer and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
You know, a lot of people wanna abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
But listen, God's going to reveal himself not only to the church, but he's going to reveal himself to the government leaders. All these government leaders that you're seeing doing these crazy things, sanctuary cities, all this weird stuff. You know, guess what? God's glory, he's going to show up, and it's not just for the church, but it's also for these governmental leaders. Take a look.
Exodus 5, verse 2. God is not just wanting to show himself strong to the church, but watch how he's going to mess with the political parties, the political leaders. Watch how he's going to mess with whole nations. Pharaoh, who thought he was so powerful, they were the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. He was one of the most powerful leaders. He started off not knowing who God was or is, and half didn't care. just like a lot of folk today. Right? Pharaoh said, who is this Lord? Isn't that what they're saying? Who's his Lord? We don't need him. We can insult him. We can change his pattern and his order. And if you don't agree with it, you're a bigot. That's what they say. You're full of hate. No. You're just going against what God ordained. That's all. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. There's a right way and a better way. It's God's way. So who is the Lord that I should obey him and even let Israel go? In other words, he thought he was king. I don't know the Lord, and I am certainly not going to let Israel go. But watch what happens. Exodus 8. Come on, God began to make a distinction that put it upon his people. Put it upon the people who call on his name. He did it on purpose. He's going to do it again in this new decade. And Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, pray to Yahweh to take away the frogs. Notice how he went to, I don't even know who he is to. Hey, pray to Yahweh.
This is so important to understand that you had all these plagues and these, so this environment, God's showing himself mighty. The 10 plagues are taking place, and that you could focus on the plague and think, oh my goodness, you know, there's gnats, there's flies, there's frog, there's blood in the water, there's a financial crisis, this is going on. Or you can go, wait a minute, this is God showing himself mighty. This is for me to be able to listen to God and hear what he's saying and begin to speak out and proclaim what he's saying, like Moses had to go and say to Pharaoh, let God's people go. This is somebody who didn't acknowledge God. Pharaoh didn't, you know, he thought he was God. But as God revealed himself again and again and again, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart, so he's demonstrating who he is to his people and the people on the earth. And we're still talking about that encounter today. It's a God reveal. I remember sometime back a particular newscaster who professes a faith in Jesus Christ but is in the secular news talking specifically about that, you know, this one encounter is coming to America, and it's like timing. You know, sometimes we're not good in our timing, but we're accurate in what we're saying because some timing is always in the Lord's hands. But it looks like that word's coming to pass where God is literally going to begin to just shift things. And it doesn't take much. I mean, it's sad to say that I remember the earthquakes in Haiti, when the earthquakes begin to happen in Haiti. Haiti has a good people there. The church is there. But also there's a lot of people involved in witchcraft and voodoo and all those different things. And it seems so dark. You know, like 50% of the population's under 17. It's just very oppressive government that's there. They just, you know, it's just real difficult. But guess what? As soon as the earthquake started happening, guess what? They began to cry out to Jesus. They began to cry out to God. It's like, it's amazing how man, in his heart, he knows God exists. It's written on every man's heart. And it takes quakings and shakings and tragedy. And we'll have a future program coming up. You've got to catch it because this whole month is filled with prophecy that's going to encourage you and inspire you. But one particular prophecy that I'm going to share with you is about, you know, what is the value of money? All of a sudden, we're not going to be able to know, you know, what is money worth? And they've overspent money from, you know, from all different ways, but we're not contingent. Our value, our wealth, and what God's doing for his people is not contingent upon man's dollar. God can just bless us in so many different ways. But God's going to be shaking and quaking and revealing things. And the purpose of this is to be able to bring in a harvest. The greatest wealth of all is that when an individual who doesn't know God, who is lost in darkness, you know, walking in the hordes of hell, all of a sudden, they find God, they turn their hearts to God, they repent, they come to God. That's like a diamond in the rough. That's like a diamond in the rough. The true treasures are you. You're so valuable. Think about this. You are so valuable. Not the earth, not the water, not the trees, not the animals. You're so valuable that God, who created the universe and the earth and the trees and created you, he sent his son to die for you. That's how valuable you are. You're more valuable than your bank account. You're more valuable than the money that you're running after. And I want to encourage you right now, if you're being tempted, to run after money instead of following God, you don't want to do that because all you'll have is money. You won't have God. You won't have your family. You won't have these different aspects of what God's given. You need to find out. This is very important, especially for this times that we're coming into, that you need to get up under a man of God, get up under somebody who hears the voice of the Lord, put your whole family up under there and stay there and be covered and hear what, it's better to have God and your family and the will of God in your life than to go after things and stuff. But in that, God will take care of you. The most important thing you can do is hear the word of the Lord. And as you're hearing right now, you're hearing prophetic word of the Lord. You're hearing very specifically. And I'm telling you, you know, if you're not yet connected, you know, to a local church body, you need to get up under a, not just any church, not just any place that calls itself a church, but you got to get up under somebody that preaches the Bible, that hears the word of God. And that's who will lead you. Because there's things that are being taught that are just not of the Lord. And it's just because it says church doesn't mean it's church, but the church is out there. There's plenty of them. If you need to find one, contact us and we can hook you up with one, you know, wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching. But a Bible believing who preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, that it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses our sins, that there was no way for man to be redeemed outside of the sacrifice of a perfect Lamb of God, the Son of God. That's the only way it can happen. That God's a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. There's people out there that are teaching false doctrines that God is actually a flesh, he's flesh and blood, and that's not, he's a spirit that gave his Son, who Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt amongst us to live as we live, to be tempted as we were tempted, to pay the price for our sin, not his sin, because he didn't have any sin, so that we could be forgiven. He went to the cross, he died on the cross, he received our punishment, he was buried in the tomb, and on the third day he was raised again, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. After 500 plus witnesses saw him walking around, born out of the ground again, raised from the dead. It's only about 500 elected leaders. Think about it. It's only about 500 elected leaders in the entire nation of America that determines, you know, where we go. That's got Senate, Congress, executive branch. But you think about that. So Jesus showed himself to almost 500 people as he walked around after he'd been dead for 3 days in the grave. God raised him from the dead. 500, almost the number of people that lead America in Washington, D.C., that's how many people he showed himself to. And then he was raised off the ground to go be with the Father. And he said very specifically, angels showed up and he said, why are you standing here looking at him going up? This same Jesus that's left right now is going to come back again. This is the gospel. This is the power of the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the lordship of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, you know, get connected to a body of Christ. You know, find out some details below. We want to hear your comments. What are your comments? What's happening with you? I want to pray with you right now before we go. Maybe right now you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Be sure to join us on our next program. We got more prophecy coming up. Father God, I just pray right now over our audience, God, that you, Father God, that they would cry out to you right now, Father God, and they would say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I acknowledge you as a Son of God. Forgive me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. If that's you, if you made that decision, say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. That's it. I want you to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, welcome to the family. You can go to Meet My Father, meetmyfather.org, to find out some details and how you can get connected and learn more about the very God you made a decision to follow. Well, praise God. Listen, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.